96.3 WHQR Afternoons with Allison and Mark. It's that time.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
Yes, it is Thursday, March 5th, 53 cloudy degrees out there, but that's not stopping us. It's always sunny with Allison and Mark in the afternoon. Okay, so just briefly, Elizabeth Warren, she's the latest Democrat to drop out of the presidential race. She is still a baddie because they asked her, who you're endorsing. She's like, yeah, I'll wait on that.
Wow.
Yeah, I
like
that.
So I do too. You know, everybody is drinking the juice, but she's like, I'll wait. Latest on the coronavirus, this thing's just growing minute by minute, it seems. In California, there has been a state of emergency declared after one death. But New York was really the story today. 9 new confirmed cases, 8 connected to a single person, a lawyer from New Rochelle. His wife, his son, daughter, all tested positive. So did his friend, his wife of the friend, and 3 of their 4 kids. So, you know,
What's their name?
Yeah, that is a really good question. Just stay away. They're in quarantine. You don't have to worry about it. Let's talk about the frenemies, really. NeNe Leakes and Wendy Williams. First of all, briefly, Wendy sort of dialed back her claims of being profiled in a store in Manhattan, but that's a story for a different time. NeNe basically gave an interview where she said that Wendy and her husband, or ex-husband Kevin, blocked her from getting her own talk show. She didn't even really seem upset about it. She was just like, that's the game, it's the competition. But she went on to say that Kevin was never really nice to her, and she was happy when Wendy and Kevin broke up. So a little bit toxic. And let's end with Lizzo. You know, Lizzo is never one to mince words. But if you're familiar with the TikTok app, you sort of lip sync. So she lip synced to a song called I Wonder Why. And the words that went with it were basically like, TikTok keeps taking down my videos when I wear my bathing suits. If you follow, you know. And she says they don't do that to other girls who pose in their, bathing suits. So she said, TikTok, we need to talk. So, I mean, it is the question, like, would they, it is really body shaming, would they try to take down her videos because she's a curvier woman versus, like, a woman who they deem okay?
I'm going to put one up on my Speedo and see if they take that down.
Well, I mean, really, can they censor it like that? So, you know, she's calling them out.
And so it would be like fat censoring?
It would be like, yeah, you said that.
Right. Have you seen the videos in question?
Absolutely.
Did you think they were risque or no? You thought they were okay?
She's posing
in
them. She's twerking in them and all this. But, you know, she says that other girls do the same thing, but they're much smaller and they don't get taken down. So she's, you know, taking TikTok.
Sometimes people might be reporting them because that's what happens on different social media. People report things.
But even
so it might be
like,
some haters.
But why are they reporting her versus whatever? So she squarely believes that it's because of her size that she's doing that. So I don't know. If you've seen these or, you know, you think like she is being what they call fat shamed, call me, let me know. 202-432-WHUR.
Call now. 202-432-WHUR. Join Allison Seymour and Mark Clark's family now.